Jesus really knows how to put a damper on a party. Seems like that guest that no one really wants around, but you have to invite him. You know the one I'm talking about. He stands at the back of the room, and nothing seems good enough for him. The decorations are wrong. People are sitting in the wrong seats, and he doesn't care for your guest list. The Pharisees were almost certainly thinking of Jesus in this way. He never brought anything to the party but criticism. And yet, I wonder if Jesus was teaching us how to have better parties. I wonder if he was giving us the freedom we need to truly celebrate. If you've ever thrown a party or a large dinner, you know just how stressful it can be. Everything has to be planned to the smallest detail. Everything has to be perfect. The house must be cleaned and decorated. The food cooked and prepared. The seating arrangement is meticulously laid out so that people who don't get along don't sit beside each other and everyone can have a pleasant conversation. But on top of all of this need for planning is the real stress, the stress that comes from our need to impress. We have to show everyone not only that we have it all under control, but that we are successful. We have all the status symbols. We wear the right clothes, drive the right cars, and eat the right foods. Our lives are so easily consumed by trying to show everyone else how that we know how to live. And Jesus says, give it all up. Stop trying to impress. Stop fighting for more social prestige, because we don't really want it anyway. Prestige, social status, these are lies. They are lies we tell to one another to convince ourselves that everything is okay, but it's not. No matter how much stuff, how much money we have, we will still have the same problems as everyone else. Broken relationships, broken families, illness, too little time, and ultimately, death. No matter the status symbols, we are all the same. So Jesus says, let it go. Because the truth is, despite our incessant drive to one-up each other, the only thing any of us really wants is happiness. We want love, peace, and friendship. So Jesus tells us, instead of throwing a party for all those who will repay us, for all those for whom you have to endlessly compete for social standing, invite the poor. Invite those who either can't or won't try to repay you. Invite those who can show true gratitude, who can truly celebrate with you because they are thankful. Just imagine for a moment the last time you had a dinner with your closest friends, when you invited over those people who know you the best, those people that you don't have to impress, those with whom you could simply enjoy the evening. Didn't you find that at some point in the night, the whole world disappeared? That you forgot about the stresses of life. You forgot about social standing. Perhaps you even forgot time itself. You simply enjoyed the moment, enjoyed the friendship and the love. That moment when everything but love disappeared was the kingdom of God. That is what Jesus is offering us. He wants us to have that moment forever. That is why he says, invite the poor. Do not spend your days with those who only chase what this world has to offer, who only chase material gain. Surround yourself with those who have let go of this world, who only want those things which will last forever, because that is what God himself has done. That is why we are here at this meal, at this celebration. God has called us together to receive and enjoy what will last. The world will someday pass away. But this celebration will last forever. Let us confess the faith. I believe